Come in. Oh, hey, babe. No, no, nothing's wrong. I'm sorry. I was kind of vague in the text, wasn't I? And I know we don't normally visit this late either, but I'm really okay. I just wanted to talk. You want to come here so I can kiss you? I'm not hooked up to the mobile right now. And I'm not sure I would have the energy to work on my own tonight anyways. Come here. Go on and pull up a chair. So yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about some stuff. Well, more specifically about me and my treatment. Yeah. The nurse just left. She silenced my heart monitor so it wouldn't be distracting. The beeping drives me insane anyways. But, first, I just wanted to tell you how... Well, just how much I love you, really. And just, I can't tell you how thankful I've been for your support. I know that all this cancer stuff wasn't something you signed up for when you got with me. And I know that stuff is just too heavy for some people to want to deal with. Like, you didn't have to stay with me. You could have gone at any time you wanted. And I really wouldn't have blamed you. But you still stayed with me the whole time. You let me cry on all night when I found out I was diagnosed. You would be with me every time I went in for treatment, and even when I got admitted to the hospital full-time, you would always bring me my favorite snacks and candy that I couldn't get here. You've been with me every step of the way. I know I said you could have left whenever you want, but you being here for me has honestly made getting through this so much easier for me. It's been so hard. I'm so sick of being weak and sick all the time. But knowing you are always a text or a call away and waking up and looking forward to you visiting me every day is what helps me get through it all. And you were always so supportive of me and always so positive, sending me silly texts and videos or sending me dick pics in the middle of the night trying to get my heart monitor to spike and get me in trouble. But really, I don't know if I would have gotten this far without you. We've been together for only a few years now, but you make it feel like we've been together for like a dozen of years. You would always tell me every day, oh, I'm just one day closer to winning the battle. And telling me about all the stuff you had planned for us to do when I got out, and all the places you wanted us to travel together. And I've seen the way your face lights up when you see families with their kids, even if you try to hide it. That's why I just couldn't keep this from you anymore. With everything you've done, there is no way I could. I've been a horrible girlfriend long enough just for doing it. Can I hold your hand? Thanks. Your hand is so warm. I have spent months trying to figure out exactly what I would say to you when I finally had to, but I never did figure it out. I don't think there ever would be an easy way to tell you. So, babe, I'm kind of dying, or like, I'm going to die, I guess I should say. I found out some months back. They said that with the way it was spreading, there is nothing more they could do except make the rest of my time as comfortable as possible. I'm sure you've probably noticed me looking more rough than usual. They told me that I have about a month or so left. Yeah, I'm being completely serious. I'm off the treatment now, so all I can really do is sort of wait it out. When they told me all I could do was just scream and cry, I didn't know what else I could do. There wasn't anything else I could do except scream. Scream at the doctor, scream at the world, just scream. I'm glad you weren't there to see it. I don't know what you would have thought of me if you had. I didn't look like me in that moment. I didn't even feel like me in that moment. It was like a part of me was screaming while another part of me just watched. I spent those next few months trying to think of a million different ways I could tell you. Or I could not tell you, but the thought of what it would be like for you to just wake up one morning with a call from the hospital saying that it would be evil for me to spring that on you after all you've done for me. So it made me realize not telling you wasn't an option. Now that I told you, I wish I'd just done it sooner. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry we won't be able to go on one of those trips. I'm sorry we won't be able to go on any of those trips. I'm sorry I won't get to wake up to feeling you next to me in the morning or start a family together. I'm sorry we won't get to argue over to who was supposed to fill up the car. The stuff we would fight and argue over just seems so silly now. But I will still miss it. And just sorry that I had to get you and your heart tied up with a girl who was just going to up and die in the end. I could spend countless hours sitting and wondering if I did something to deserve this. But every moment I'm awake, I think to myself about how you absolutely don't deserve to go through this. And you know, if you wanted to just get up, walk out that door, delete my number and never talk to me again, I would totally be fine with that. I wouldn't blame you the slightest. You shouldn't have to watch me die. I honestly wouldn't want you to, so. What? Not going anywhere? Yeah, I kinda figured you would say that. I'm glad you did. I know I act tough, but I'm glad you will stay with me because I'm scared. I really am. Do you want to up in bed with me? I just want to hold you. Yeah, don't worry. The nurse won't mind, she knows. She's actually not going to be back for a while. She knew I was going to tell you and wanted to give us some privacy. Here, I'll try to scoot over as best as I can and lift up the blanket so you can get in. It's a tight squeeze, but we fit. I think the tighter the squeeze, the better anyways. This is the first time we've gotten to cuddle like this since I got admitted here. How many months has it been now? I don't even know. Too long. One day is too long not to have you next to me. You have no idea how much I've missed this. Feeling you next to me. Smelling you next to me. Smells like you didn't get the chance to shower before you came here. That's good. I don't want to smell your cologne or your deodorant. I just want to smell you. I could just look into your eyes like this forever. So, you know, I said the nurse was giving us some extra privacy. Well, I think she turned off the heart monitor too, or at least silenced it. She also said that even if the heart rate started to go way up at the desk, it won't send anyone running. I think you're starting to get the idea now. She's bending the rules just this once for us, because she knows we won't ever get another chance like this again. She could be fired on the spot if our superiors found out she was doing this, so she can't ever do this again for us. So, babe, we don't have a lot of time before she comes back, but do you want to do it? Right here in the hospital bed? I really don't have strength to do anything more than kind of lay there, maybe put my arms and legs around you, but I want us to do it. It doesn't matter if either of us finish or not. I know it will still be the most amazing time we've ever had. Okay. You can just kick your pants down to the end of the bed, and if you scoot farther up, I will even give you a little blowjob while I touch myself and get warmed up. Alright, hurry, hurry, get them off. Must have got them off, because I already feel your cock pressing against me. Alright, scoot up quick. I actually really want to suck on your cock right now. With how long it's been. Alright, here I go. Let's see if I still remember how to do it how you like. Or is it still as good as it used to be? Good. I don't ever want you to forget how good my blowjobs feel. I'm going to start touching myself. But don't worry, I will keep going. Fuck. I thought I was going to have a hard time getting wet, but I'm already soaked. It feels so good to be doing this. I want you to keep stroking yourself while watching me touch myself. I think we're both warmed up enough, and I have no idea when she's going to be back now. So just climb over me, and I will pull my gown up. I'm not wearing anything under it, as you can see. And I will open my legs so I can wrap them around you. Just be careful not to pull on my IV, okay? All right. I think we're ready, so let's do it. Just try to be gentle. I do really break easily. Oh God. That feels so good. We have to try to be quiet, but it's going to be so fucking hard. Okay. Just start going at your own pace, babe. Believe how good this feels. I miss having sex, but I honestly forgot how good it feels. It honestly feels better than any other time we've done it. I just can't fucking get enough of it. The way in. Yeah, I will wrap my legs around you so you can get in even deeper. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck, this feels so good, baby. I love you so much. Just keep trusting that amazing cock in me. Don't think for a second I'm going to get my legs off until you come in me. Yeah. Lean in more and kiss me. Fuck, this feels so good. Grab my tits, just like you. Already about to come. I can feel your cock starting to harden up and rub in that perfect fucking way. Just like the way it always does. Everything about you is amazing and perfect, babe. You're about to come too. Fuck, I'm about to come too. I have to be quiet, but there is no fucking way I can. We'll have to cover my mouth, okay? Come in me, please. Please come in me. With all you got, I want it all. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Cover my mouth, quick. Oh. No, no, no. No, stay inside me until you go soft. I don't even care if she comes in and sees us now. I'm spent. I'm totally fucking spent, but babe, that was the most amazing fuck we've ever done. I'm sorry for kinda being a starfish there. I tried to at least latch onto you as best as I could. God. I hope they couldn't actually see the heart monitor at the front desk. Okay. Why don't you just cuddle up with me now? Alright, comfortable? Good. I don't think I've ever seen you come that hard before. I will have to thank that nurse a dozen times for this. Make sure you at least give her a big smile and a nod on the way out. This is nice. Just cuddling you like this. I want to do this every night again. Just go home, everything go back to normal and be able to do this every night. Babe, can you hold me a bit tighter? Thanks. I'm scared. I've said it already, but I really am. It's always in the back of your mind. You just never really think about it. We see it on TV happening to other people all the time, but you never really think about it happening to yourself. So, having an actual, like, timer that's counting down, it's just scary. I don't want to die. More than that, I don't want to leave you. But I guess I just kinda have to accept that's how it's happening. Or just not to think about it. I will probably too bold. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I won't be here for you in the future. I don't know what will happen after I, you know, maybe I'll get to keep looking after you after I'm gone. This is all just so much, but listen, I don't want you to let things end with me. We had sex, no, we made love tonight. And it will probably be the last time we ever get to do it, but our love isn't going to end with me being gone. It shouldn't end. I know you will still love me for the rest of your life. And wherever I go after, I know I will always love you too. Our love isn't ever going to die. It isn't going anywhere. But I'm sorry. But that doesn't mean you can just stop loving more people. You are sweet. You are loving. And more of a selfless and caring guy than I honestly think I ever deserved. But if you keep all of that, keep you from sharing yourself with someone else, and not making some other girl feel as special and amazing as you have me, then I think you would be doing our love a disservice. Our love should be the reason you go on to love other people. I know others could use your love as much as I do. So, can you do that? I know it might take time, a few years, 10 years, whenever you are ready, but can you promise me that one day You will move on and share this amazing love and this amazing bud of yours with someone else. Be happy. Do all the traveling you wanted to do. Start a family. Just live a happy, love-filled life. And do you think you could promise to keep coming to see me every day? Even if it's, you know, the last one. I hope this isn't too much or selfish to ask of a promise, but I really don't want to be alone when I'm about to go. Thank you. Thank you. The doctors say that in a few weeks they are going to start putting me on medication to help me relax. And that when they do, it's going to make me feel really out of it. I don't know or where I will be or what's happening around me, but I know having you there will be still comforting. Knowing you will still be here with me really makes me feel better. I'm still scared, terrified, but knowing that you are going to be okay and that you will be there with me, holding my hand in the end, it makes me feel a lot more at ease. But I'm still just so scared. Can you just lay here and hold me till the nurse comes back and kicks you out? Thank you, babe. Let's just cuddle here, as if the night will go on forever and there is no one else in the world but us. This moment should only be about us. I love you too. I always will. So much.